Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. Ben Broussard, former Indians first baseman, coming up at 1 o'clock.
Hey, you can always listen to this show and all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep that in mind. Broussard coming up at 1 o'clock. So we have been looking at quarterbacks. Shocking. Mm-hmm. Especially since the team went ahead and traded to pick up an extra first rounder next year.
Correct.
We all kind of know what's coming, I would think. I found it interesting. ESPN put out a poll of, and they polled 25 NFL scouts and execs to see who right now, and Pete Thamel did this, who right now they think is the projected top quarterback to be taken in next year's draft. This is probably bad.
Why?
Because there wasn't one in particular.
Oh, I don't know. Is that bad?
Yeah, it means because, well.
Well, you want a clear-cut number one? Is that what you're saying?
If the Browns end up with a really high pick, you know, like one, two, or three, mm-hmm. you'd probably want a clear-cut. If they end up, say, with the eighth, ninth, tenth pick, then the idea of not having a clear-cut number one could be beneficial. You know?
Yeah.
Because then you might get the best guy in the draft at 8, 9, 10 and not have to move up.
True, true.
But right now, the 25 guys who answered, the guy who got the most votes as the top vote getter to be the best quarterback coming out, top quarterback in the draft of 2026, was Lenora Sellers from South Carolina. He had 8 of the 25 votes, but right behind was Garrett Nussmeier with 7. So 15 of your 25 votes are going to either Lenora Sellers or Garrett Nussmeier. After that, Carson Beck got 3 votes. John Mateer, formerly of Washington State, now of Oklahoma.
How he's doing?
Got 3 votes. Drew Aller got 2 votes from Medina and Penn State.
Okay.
And then Sam Levitt and Arch Manning got 1 each. And my guess is a lot of the buzz around Arch Manning has died down because he hasn't played well, and everybody knows he has another year of eligibility. Mm. Other guys do as well. Lenora Sellers actually has another year of eligibility too, but the thought is that he's not going to pull an Arch Manning and go back to school. So, with that as kind of a little way of putting us in the proper frame of mind, right now it appears to be Sellers and Nussmeier, according to the NFL people. We'll give you a little update on what some of these guys did. You ready?
Yeah, CBS doesn't agree with that, but that's okay. I'm going to keep going. Yep.
All right, great. We'll start with Lenora Sellers because he got 8 of the 25 votes. His South Carolina team lost to Missouri by 8, so that's not good. And they're now 2-2. But he was 18 of 28, 302 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. That was coming off his concussion situation. Arch Manning played Southwest Texas State. I'm sorry, you're not going to see anything when you're playing teams like Southwest Texas. Texas won at 55-0.
Yeah,
He had a bomb in that game, though. So if you were worried about his shoulder, it kind of was like, eh.
It's like, okay, well, that looked pretty good for you. He was really good. 18 of 29, 309 yards, 3 touchdowns.
I'm still wondering if that shoulder's messed up.
And that the throwing motion is one that you're going to have to look at. I still, if he's coming out, I still think he's got to be the guy that, if it's not Sellers, I think it's got to be Manning. Nussmeier.
I don't know. I could see Nussmeier being there.
Well, I do. I like Nussmeier. I can too. They played Southeast Louisiana State, which is the Louisiana equivalent of Southwest Texas State, and he was really good. They won 56-10.
The multi-directional teams normally aren't very good.
They're usually not very good.
No.
He was 25 of 31, 273, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. Mm-hmm. So we'll see about him. Drew Aller in Penn State off. Okay. Now, Drew has played the Midwest equivalents of Southwest Texas State and Southeast Louisiana State to start
all
the season.
All these guys have. All of them have.
Next week, Drew Aller and Penn State play Oregon. That'll tell you something, won't it?
Well, Ohio State's on the horizon.
That will tell you something about that. So, to me, right now, those are the top four guys still, if I'm looking at it for the Browns next year.
Mm-hmm.
Sellers, Manning, Nussmeier, Aller. Probably, I would think, for me anyway, in that order right now. But the other guys who are interesting, and this one, this guy keeps just like popping up. Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah.
Of Indiana.
10 touchdowns in his last 2 games.
Yeah. He played the non equivalent of Southwest Texas State and Southeast Louisiana State. They played number 9 Illinois. And Indiana won 63-10 against the top 10 ranked team.
He's a Cal transfer, too.
And he was really good. 21 of 23, 267, and 5 touchdowns. So is he going to go at the top of that draft next year? No. But he might be the kind of guy that drops down in the draft.
Yeah, but if you keep dropping numbers like that.
Yeah, I know, against a good team.
Yeah.
But I wonder, Andy, he screams to me like a guy like 12 to 18 in the draft.
I don't know how you can project that so early.
Well, I'm not being definitive. It just kind of smells that way. You know, Sellers, Manning, Nussmeier, Aller. I would think it would take a lot for Mendoza to jump those guys if they all come out.
I think if you kind of take a look at Indiana's schedule coming up, that you can get a better read for what he might be. The opportunity, obviously, because in the Big Ten, is going to be there. Indiana does not play Ohio State this year, but they've got Iowa this weekend. They've got Oregon after that. That'll be an interesting matchup. Michigan State, UCLA, Maryland. Then they play Penn State and then Wisconsin, Purdue after that.
We'll see.
Wisconsin, then Purdue. If you can make it past that and get that team into the playoffs, Indiana was upstart, and the program is not the program that you used to think
it
was.
Oh, no. He's a big guy, so just keep him on the radar. Kate Klubnik from Clemson.
He reminds me of Cousins. I watch him Mendoza and I think Kirk Cousins. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, if everything around you is cranking, you're going to do great.
You can make a lot of money and play a long time.
Yeah, if everything around him is great, he cranks. But I wonder what that looks like if things get a little hairy around him.
Is it just me?
But Cignetti's done a great job down there.
Is Cade Klubnik the guy that just seems to be losing a little bit of his luster as the season goes on? Clemson lost again, 34-21 to Anthony Lance, Syracuse Orange. And they're now, Clemson's now 1-3. And Klubnik threw 60 passes in the game. Had 363 yards and 3 touchdowns, but he went from being seemingly top 3 in everybody's rankings to maybe not being top 3 in everybody's rankings.
It's still early. We're doing this exercise. We're chatting about it. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we can talk Shador some more. You want to?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Do we have an open for that?
I don't know. 2020.
Shador.
Should Shador start at quarterback this week? 216-474-0092.
Stop. Clemson.
For Clemson.
For Clemson. Oh, for Clemson. All right.
He's still got a year of eligibility, doesn't he?
It sounds like you're saying, but Clemson. Oy. Is Deion available to coach Clemson? Oh, yeah, the new year. But Clemson.
I think
Jabo's going to be unemployed by the end of the season.
Two guys who each picked up 3 votes in that ESPN poll of the scouts. John Mateer of Oklahoma, Carson Beck of Miami. So I added them to the list.
Okay.
Oklahoma beat Auburn 24-17, and Mateer was solid, 24-36, 271, had one touchdown. And he's one of the leading guys for the Heisman Trophy. Same thing with Beck.
Yep.
They beat Florida 26-7.
I like Mateer. I think he's got some promise.
I have had enough of shorter quarterbacks from Oklahoma.
Oh, come on. Why? How can, that's not fair, Jeff.
It's not fair, but I'd much rather have Lenore Sellers.
Mateer could be the greatest quarterback to ever play in the NFL, but I've had enough because I'm judging him.
Anyone who
he reminds me too much of Baker Mayfield, and I'm done with him.
I'm sorry.
He's from Little Elm, Texas. Not Big Elm, Little Elm.
That tells you all you need to know.
That's right.
I am enamored with Lenore Sellers.
No.
That could change, but I'm enamored with Lenore Sellers. And Carson Beck's sister keeps dressing up in Miami colors and little cheerleader outfits and little dance team outfits.
Don't get divorced.
She ain't ugly. 26-7. They beat Florida. Who, boy, those Gators. And he was okay. 17 of 30 for 160 yards. No touchdowns. Had one interception.
Florida's another one that's a hot mess right now.
Yeah, but see, now here's the thing that some of these guys, you got to figure, you know, the most quarterbacks ever taken in a draft in the first round were 6, and it happened only twice in the 83 and just 2 years ago in 2024. And I would doubt that more than 6 go in this draft. So that means guys like maybe Levitt, Ayam Aliava from UCLA, except he's supposed to transfer and keep playing. Maybe Klubnik. I would guess Klubnik still goes in the first round. But there's just going to be a lot of guys in this draft, and it's going to be interesting to see where they slot. You know, right now, let's just go with what the guys from the scouts said. They said Sellers number one and Nussmeier number two. Right now, I would think that's probably accurate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I feel like
these are all good guys to be looking at.
I feel like Nico, by the end of this, is going to end up like Rich Hill, where he'll just end up playing for most colleges.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous. He's going to end up like a reliever.
Nico, when he left Tennessee, everybody was all excited, and he's gone to UCLA, and already John Foster's out of a job, and he's not played real well.
Oh, darn.
It's kind of a mess. Go, Dano.
A little bit of breaking news coming down because, you know, it is college football, so every week a coach has to get fired. Oh, Oklahoma State has fired Mike Gundy.
Really?
Yeah, Mike Gundy out at Oklahoma State. That's crazy.
Does he leave his mullet?
Is it like turning in your badge and your weapon?
Come on, he's a man. Why do you guys got to be this way?
You know, their program just lost to Tulsa, and that would be like Bowling Green beating Ohio State back in the day. Oklahoma State's just slid a little bit, and Gundy did a nice job there for a real long time, but it just kind of got away from him apparently. And you know, when you lose to Tulsa and you're Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, you got a problem. And so Gundy's out, huh?
Yeah. As of yesterday at 2 o'clock or almost 3 o'clock, Oklahoma State. This is ESPN. Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy had no interest in this being his final season in charge of the Cowboys. He told reporters at a news conference yesterday afternoon, 100% Gundy asked if he intended to remain at Oklahoma State beyond this season.
Oddly enough, that's not his call.
I think he got $15 million on a buyout.
Oddly enough, good for him.
Yes.
That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. Write something about me.
That's all I got to say. Makes me want to puke.
You know how many years ago he said that? Is that right?
It's like 10 years, isn't it? 10, 15 years?
He said, I'm 40, 58. He's 58 years old.
The bite lives on in infamy. Ben Broussard, former Indians first baseman, next. Why? His team is one game out in the Central. Guardians Tiger Talk next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.